In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I'm looking at September 17th, Sunday, 24th Sunday in Ordinary Time. As I said, it's nothing ordinary about ordinary time. Why? It's a time of grace. Grace is not ordinary. It is supernatural. But we call it ordinary time. I'm reading from the book of Sirach, chapter 27:30. Wrath and anger are hateful things, yet the sinner hugs them tight. Are you hugging unforgiveness today? Are you hugging wrath and anger today? You know, the Lord was very angry on the cross. He took our anger and he broke it and he gave it to the Father. Broken. Oh yes, the Lord was very angry. It was our anger he took and he broke it. And he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." The vengeful will suffer the Lord's vengeance, for he remembers their sins in detail. I tell you, it is time to forgive people. It is time to forgive people, people that don't deserve your forgiveness. How do you do that? You get a crucifix and you sit under it and you tell Jesus, "I want to borrow your forgiveness. I have no forgiveness of my own. I want to borrow your forgiveness." And so, when Jesus gives us that forgiveness, we forgive that person or those people who have harmed us. I met a lady on Saturday, and she told me many years ago, before I was a priest, that she had hate in her heart for her father. But I prayed with her to have her memories healed. And she said, "I gave up hate that day. I no longer hated my father. So I could pour out love on my children, not hate." Oh yes, it's all about letting go of the hateful things. Letting go of the anger. The vengeful will suffer the Lord's vengeance, for he remembers their sins in detail. Are you vengeful today? Well, the Lord's going to remember it. Forgive your neighbor's injustice. Then when you pray, your sins will be forgiven. Well, Jesus said the same thing. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Oh, yes. We will only be forgiven if we forgive. And I know it's difficult to forgive. I need to borrow the forgiveness from the Lord Jesus Christ, from the cross. I need to borrow that forgiveness. Could anyone nourish anger against another and expect healing from the Lord? Can you be angry with your brother, your sister, your cousin, and expect God to heal you? You've got to give up that anger, that hate, that resentment. You've got to borrow Christ's forgiveness. Could anyone refuse mercy to another like himself? Can he seek pardon for his own sins? If one who is but flesh cherishes wrath, who will forgive his sins? Oh, you can't cherish wrath. You can't hug wrath. You can't hug anger. You can't hug hateful things, because they will do you in. They will do you in. Remember your last days. Set enmity aside. Think of the commandments. Hate not your neighbor. Remember the Most High's covenant and overlook faults. It's just so easy to overlook faults if you know yourself. because you've got faults too. There is nobody that doesn't have faults. Remember your last days. Set enmity aside. Think of the commandments. Hate not your neighbor. Remember the Most High's covenant and overlook faults. Leave it at the cross. Leave it at the cross. Let Jesus deal with the people. You cannot deal with the people. You only will hug anger and hateful things. It's leave it day today. Leave it. Leave it at the cross. I'm doing the Psalm of the Sunday. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all my being bless His holy name. Praise you, Lord. We bless your holy name. You are wonderful, Jesus. You are the most wonderful of all. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not His benefits. Well, let me tell you, I have so many benefits from the Lord, and I'm not going to forget them. How God has helped me over the years, over the months, over the days. I need His help. Forget not His benefits. He pardons all your iniquities. He heals all your ills if you are a pardoner, if you forgive people. He redeems your life from destruction. He crowns you with kindness and compassion. He crowns us with kindness and compassion, which we do not deserve, but He gives it to us as a gift. He will not always chide, nor does He keep His wrath forever. Not according to our sins does He deal with us, thank God. Nor does He requite us according to our crimes, thank God. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so surpassing is the Lord's kindness to those who fear Him. Do you have reverence for the Blessed Trinity? Oh, I pray God would come into our presence and we would experience that reverence that would literally cause us to touch the floor with our heads. Oh, yes, the reverence of God. Because God is different than me. He's holy. Oh, yes, His holiness is the attribute that makes God different than any human being. He is holy, and He has always been holy before time came into being. I'm reading the second reading from Romans. None of us lives for oneself. Are you living for yourself today? Have you not opened your heart to your brothers and sisters? I know people have come to me and they've been hurt, and they said, I can't love anymore. I said, well, for time being, okay. But you cannot hold that love away from people in another week. You can't love now because you've been so hurt. Come back next week and we'll deal with it. None of us lives for oneself, and none of us dies for oneself. For if we live, we live for the Lord. And if we die, we die for the Lord. So then, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. Do you know that today? That you are the Lord's. That you are in His heart. Do you know that today? That you are loved with an everlasting love. Do you know that today? That He has plans for you. Yes. That you belong to Him. And He dwells in your heart. So whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. For this is why Jesus Christ died and came to life, that He might be Lord of both the dead and the living. Oh, yes. Our Lord Jesus Christ died and rose from the dead so that He might be Lord of the dead and the living. I'm taking Matthew 18. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, "Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive? As many as 7 times? Jesus answered, "I say to you, not 7 times, but 77 times. That's 77 times a day if he asks for forgiveness. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife and children and all his property, in payment for the debt." Oh, we have a debt that we owe the Lord that we cannot pay. That's why Jesus died. He paid the debt that of my sins. My sins were an infinite offense against an infinite loving God. So Jesus became, who was God and man, took my sins and paid for them, because he's God and man. No more do I have an infinite offense against God. Why? Because Jesus took it, and he took it to himself, and he broke it. Oh yes, Jesus broke it. That's why he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." At that the servant fell down, did him harm it, and said, "Oh, be patient with me, and I will give you back in full." Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him. He started to choke him. He demanded, "Pay back what you owe." Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, "Please be patient with me, and I will pay you back." But he refused. Instead, he had the fellow servant put in prison until he had paid back the debt. Now when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, "You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had on you?" Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. "So will my Father, my heavenly Father, do to you unless each of you forgives your brother from your heart." I tell you, unforgiveness does not hurt the person that we're not forgiving. It hurts us. Oh, yes. It can develop into arthritis. I'm not saying that everyone who has arthritis has had unforgiveness, but it makes us miserable. We were not meant for unforgiveness. We were meant to be forgiving people. That's what we were meant to be. Are you a forgiving person? I'm not talking about, are you a person who's a doormat and let people walk all over you, though. That's not what I mean. You know, if you have to forgive someone for a sexual thing that they did to you, you forgive them, but you stay away from them. Oh, yes. You forgive them, but you stay away from them. It is God's will that you forgive. You feel better for it. How do you do it? Borrow the forgiveness from the crucified Jesus. I'm reading from Mark 1, verse 14. Now after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the gospel, the good news of God, and saying, "The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news." Oh, yes. Jesus calls us to repent and believe the good news. I have to ask you, do you have a repentant heart. Do you believe the good news that Jesus Christ took your sins upon the cross and he broke them? Do you believe that? That our Lord Jesus took your anger on the cross and he broke it? Oh, yes. Do you believe in this time that has been fulfilled, the time of the Messiah? As Jesus passed along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon his brother and his brother Andrew casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." And immediately they left their nets and followed Jesus. This word "immediately" is seen very many times in Mark's gospel, because Mark is short, and he does things, sees Jesus doing things immediately. As he went a little further, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother, John, who were in the boat, mending their nets. Immediately, he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed Jesus. Let me ask you this. Jesus has called some people to be priests, and you've been running away. It's time to pick it up. You're not growing any younger. It's time to give the best years of your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. It's time. I remember once when I was doing a communion breakfast, I drove this man to his house. He was blind. And he said to me, "I'm telling you, God is calling you to be a priest. And you're saying no. I know that because he called me. And I said no. You've got to answer the call." Scared the heart out of me. But you know what? He was right. He was right. Absolutely right. Immediately, we need to follow Jesus. Immediately, we need to give him our lives. Immediately, we need to give him our guilt. Immediately, we need to give him our life. Remember what today is. It's Leave It Day. Leave it at the cross. It's Leave It Day. They went to Capernaum. What does it say? They went to Capernaum. And when the Sabbath came, he entered the synagogue and taught. They were astounded at his teaching, for Jesus taught them as one having authority, not as the scribes. Just then there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit. And he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are. You are the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Shut up, be silent, and come out of him." And the unclean spirit convulsed him, crying with a loud voice that came out of him. They were all amazed, and they kept on asking one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." At once his fame began to spread throughout the surrounding region of the Galilee. Do you know that God has given us that authority? The Lord Jesus Christ has given you authority? Yes, but you don't use it. How do you know you have it? Yes, somebody came to me and I said to the person, "You're angry." I knew it. I had authority to say it. But we're going to solve that anger by the grace of God. We're going to ask Jesus that we might be able to borrow forgiveness. I'm telling you, it's all about Jesus. It's all about the cross. It's all about doing what God wants us to do. As soon as he left the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew, and James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they told him about her at once. He came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. Then the fever left her, and she began to serve them. I remember Elizabeth. She said to me, Mr. DiLorenzo, I was a teacher at the time. My mother was sick with a fever, and I remember what you told us. When we needed help, go into your room, close the door, and close your eyes, asking Jesus for help. My mother's fever wouldn't break. The doctors were afraid. She said, but all of a sudden, the presence of God came upon me. She didn't use those words, but that's what she meant. And when I opened my eyes, it was an hour that passed away. And guess what? My mother, the temperature broke. Oh yes, it was Elizabeth's prayers. Not my prayers. It was Elizabeth's prayers. I tell you, it is God who does these things. That evening at sundown, they brought to him all who were sick or possessed with demons. And the whole city was gathered. And the whole city was gathered around the door, and he cured many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons, and he would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him.
Oh yes, they know the enemy. They hate Jesus. I tell you, stop thinking about demons. Keep on saying Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's great power in the name of Jesus. I remember when I was going through a hard time, I carried in my hand the name of Jesus. Oh yes, the name of Jesus. It was my protection, my ability to break what I was going through. Jesus did it. I didn't. Jesus did it. Do you know that Jesus has power? In the morning, while it was still very dark, Jesus got up and went out to a deserted place. There he prayed. Jesus needs to go to the Father. He needs to pray. He's a human being. Not only is he God, he's man. He needs to pray. Simon and his companions, James and John, I guess, and Andrew, hunted him down. When they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is searching for you." He answered, "Let us go on to the neighboring towns so that I may proclaim the message there also. For that is what I came out to do." And he went throughout the Galilee, proclaiming the message in their synagogues and casting out demons. You know, Peter wants Jesus to do more miracles. Come on, they're all looking for you. Let's put up a tent. Let's do something. Jesus said, "Never mind. I'm seeking the Father's will. And it's God's will that we move on from here and go to other places." I remember when we first started radio, I had a little extra money after we paid WEZE, and I wanted to know where God wanted us to go. I didn't want to save the money. I wanted to spend the money to preach the gospel. And he opened a door in St. Louis. We pray for St. Louis today, that all the craziness that's happening there, that Jesus Christ would be Lord, and that he'd break the craziness that they're experiencing in St. Louis. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. God is calling you. He is calling you. You may be a lay person. He's calling you to do something. Others, he's calling to be priests. Do it in Jesus' name. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.